from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The UN's Haiti envoy takes another shot at resolving the political crisis there. Suriname heads further into economic decline, and sweet victory for the West Indies in Australia. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. United Nations Special Envoy Dante Caputo has returned to Haiti to meet with political and military leaders there for more talks about the restoration of democracy. But the military-backed government is already showing signs of reneging on an earlier commitment to allow international human rights observers into the country. David Adams reports.
United Nations Envoy Dante Caputo will be hoping that this visit will put back on track a plan for the restoration of democracy to Haiti. He will hold meetings with Haiti's acting Prime Minister, Marc Bazin, and the military high command led by General Raoul Cedras. Mr. Caputo, who is traveling with Francesc Vendrell, the Director of Political Affairs at the United Nations, is expected to return to New York on Tuesday. During a visit to Haiti last month, Mr. Caputo thought he had achieved full agreement with Haitian leaders on the creation of a multinational observer force. But last week, Mr. Bazin flatly rejected the operating conditions of the mission as laid down by the UN. Before returning to Haiti, Mr. Caputo met the new American Secretary of State, Warren Christopher, to discuss the Haiti situation. Mr. Caputo said he was pleased with the backing for his mission being offered by the U.S. President Clinton has said he is anxious to see democracy restored to Haiti. He is particularly concerned by the tens of thousands of Haitian refugees who say they will try and sail to the U.S. if a solution is not reached soon. The Human Rights Observer mission is designed as the first stage in a UN plan to restore democracy. The plan would ultimately involve the return from exile of Haiti's democratically elected president, Jean-Bertrand Aristide. He was removed from power by a military coup 16 months ago.
David Adams. And about 100 wealthy Haitians joined in a demonstration Sunday backing the provisional government in opposing the plan to send international observers to monitor human rights in the country. A number of Haitian refugees suffering from the AIDS virus who are kept at the Guantanamo Naval Base in Cuba have begun a protest to gain entry to the United States. About 200 of them, already classified as political refugees, are sleeping out in the open and refusing food. They are protesting U.S. government regulations which prevent people affected with the HIV virus from entering the United States. Despite an agreement between the Suriname government and bauxite companies operating there which will guarantee a supply of hard currency, the country's economic problems are far from over. Prices continue to rise as a result of the high exchange rate demanded by the bauxite companies. In response to this, the trade and business sectors have also raised their prices. Chandra Van Binnendijk reports.
Today, inflation takes place on an hourly basis in Suriname, as consumers find out every day. One couple, for instance, went to buy a refrigerator last week and checked out prices in different stores. After 1.5 hours, they went back to the first store because it had the best price, only to find out that their fridge had gone up by 2,000 guilders. Wages can in no way keep up with the price situation that is out of control, and the first signs of massive social unrest are already here. Workers at the Suriname Aluminum Company, Suralco, went on strike Friday, demanding a substantial rise in wages to compensate for the increased cost of living. Their protest will be followed by the Union of Civil Servants, who are calling up their more than 30,000 members for a protest demonstration coming Wednesday. This forms an alarming indication for troublesome times ahead. The Suralco workers are a strong force, and their strike, if it continues, will forcefully disrupt the country's crucial source of badly needed hard currency. The authorities show little to no reaction to criticism of their failing laissez-faire policy. And protesters face a painful dilemma, because even if this government in crisis was forced to step down, a political alternative is nowhere in sight. Chandra Van Binnendijk in Paramaribo for the BBC Caribbean Report.
While economists in Barbados continue to grapple with whether the economy is likely to grow this year, doubts have been raised as to how the key tourism sector will perform. Much of the growth speculation is based on growth within the key tourism sector. But Peter Odell, the president of the Barbados Hotel Association, warns that growth prospects for tourism don't look encouraging. He told Sandra Baptiste, even though cruise ship arrivals are likely to increase, the outlook for the main revenue-earning hotel sector doesn't look good.
Obviously, we have to take into consideration cruise ship visitors to Barbados, and if that continues on the trend, Barbados will be experiencing increased visitor arrivals from cruise ships. But as far as the hotel sector is concerned, I believe that if we see any increase, it is going to be very, very moderate, probably 1%, and I don't even believe at this moment in time, based on the trend that we're seeing, that we're going to see that, because the first month already, and the indications for the next two months, February and March, indicate that Barbados will have a very, very moderate growth, and I believe that the summer is going to be a little bit more difficult than we have anticipated.